You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or calling 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's a very somber memorial of 75 years that we observe today. And joining me to kick it off is General Jack Keane.
And here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
A bit later on, we'll give you my thought for the day. We'll talk a little wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard. Allison Centofanti will be here to talk about the right to life. And American Defending Freedom, Alliance Defending Freedom, is going to continue our Defense of Freedom Month. But we start with the memorial of D-Day. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The eyes of the world are upon you.
They yearn but for the end of battle. Some will never return. Embrace these, Father, and receive them, thy heroic servants. Thy will be done.
Thy will be done, Almighty God.
Amen.
All right, the voices of Dwight Eisenhower and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR, while he was addressing the nation and announcing that he had already ordered the invasion. The invasion was already underway by the time he was saying those words to the American people. And then, of course, Donald Trump's voice there from a very, what I got up early to watch and to pay attention to, a very moving speech by my count. I'm interested in my next guest's view on this. General Jack Keane is a retired four-star general of the U.S. Army, vice chief of staff of the U.S. Army, chairman of the Institute for the Study of War, and, of course, a Fox News senior strategic analyst, where you probably best know him from. General, it's always an honor to have you with us. We are normally talking about very serious world circumstances, but today a chance to talk about that ultimate sacrifice that now 10,000 graves represent on the side of Omaha Beach. Welcome back.
Well, it's delighted to be here.
What's your thoughts as you watched the events go down this morning?
Well, certainly it's wonderful that America goes to such an elaborate point to recall this event. And I'm very proud of my country for doing it, proud of the media for exposing it. And just to remind us, the Americans who participated in this operation, you know, came from across the entire fabric of American life. Most of them common men who fundamentally did something that was quite uncommon and absolutely extraordinary, because they assaulted into hell. They came by parachute, they came by glider, they came by landing craft, they were supported by fighters, bombers, and naval bombardments. And based on what they were able to accomplish, they changed the history of mankind.
Yeah.
They likely participated in the most defining, most important part of their entire life in terms of what it was able to accomplish and achieve.
General, let me ask you about this, because I think sometimes the movies and the kind of romance of history as time goes by tends to make things maybe look a little cleaner, a little less complicated. The historical perspective of what happened on D-Day, the general, Eisenhower, he was ready for the worst-case scenario in case it had happened. He wrote a letter in case they weren't successful to send to the families. But even though we were successful, there were all kinds of real malfunctions and problems and landing zones that got missed and all kinds of things. What were some of the more miraculous things that the American people may not know about D-Day that you could relate to us?
Well, first of all, the Germans knew that there was going to be an attack on the continent from England. They saw the buildup of U.S. forces that almost reached the height of 3 million people. And the planners were totally brilliant and really quite innovative, because they knew they didn't have strategic surprises, I just noted, but could they achieve tactical surprise by the Germans not knowing where they would attack and when they would attack? And to accomplish that, they conducted the most sophisticated, complicated ruse in the history of warfare by creating a phony army in Scotland under the Brits that pinned down 13 divisions in Norway, another phony army in the east coast of England, led by General Patton, and he was the only thing that was real. That pinned down an entire army in the Pas de Calais, which was the most direct crossing across the channel into France. That entire army of multiple divisions exceeding 10 stayed in place. And as a result of those two ruses, using hundreds of decoys and phony communications and double agents, the Germans bought it. So therefore, the coast of Western Europe was spread out. The Germans were not able to concentrate their forces. We don't succeed if that ruse was not successful. Number two, the parachute operation, which people are familiar with, the purpose of that was to stop a counterattack. They knew the Germans would move quickly. Once we started to land on the beaches, they would gather their forces. We couldn't stop that. And they would start to move to that point. And the paratroopers were there to shut down the rail lines, shut down the bridges, and shut down major road intersections. All of that succeeded. And then the third thing, which I think is a true tribute to the people who participated in the operation, getting back to what I said initially, just in every operation, things go wrong. And boy, did they go wrong on D-Day. I mean, first of all, in stormy weather, it took so much longer to load all those landing craft than what they thought. And they thought they'd get there under the cover of darkness initially. It was bright daylight when they got there.
Right.
Some of the landing craft, particularly on Omaha Beach, they dumped them in the water hundreds of yards from the beaches. Some of them drowned before they even got to hard surface. The landing craft, some of them landed in the wrong places. The bombers were supposed to take out most of these heavily fortified cement machine gun and heavy gun nests. They didn't do that. The bombers were supposed to drop and create foxholes on the beaches so the soldiers could use that for protection. They bombed in the wrong area. And then the parachute assault, there was not a single landing on a drop zone that was planned. The pilots, to be frank about it, they pushed the green light early because of the anti-aircraft gunfire. All of those paratroopers went out and landed in a place that they were not supposed to be. But here's the brilliance of it. The commanding generals of both divisions, the 101st and the 82nd, made every soldier memorize all the division objectives and rehearsed where they were. And they told them, wherever you land, if it's not where you're supposed to, go to the nearest division objective and accomplish that mission.
Wow.
Within 24 hours, most were accomplished. In 48 hours, all of those division objectives were accomplished. So we succeed. We succeed. Why? At the end of the day, we succeed because of the tenacity, the perseverance, the adaptability of American soldiers. I mean, and I always felt that American soldiers, having spent most of my adult life with them, reflect America. They're flexible. They're adaptable. They can take something and improvise, and they don't wring their hands about it. Oh, we landed in the wrong place. We're going to lose. No, we landed in the wrong place. Let's make the most of it, guys. Let's get on with it. That's the attitude.
General, I'm getting goosebumps as you're describing this. And what people need to also remember is that these were conscripted fighters. They were drafts. They had been drafted into service. These were guys that weren't professionals. They didn't plan their whole life to go fight war. They were everyday fathers, sons, brothers, cousins, uncles that really made the commitment to make the greatest sacrifice if necessary. And 40% of them were lost coming up those those cliffs and approaching those beaches. Just an amazing, amazing sacrifice that was made, and today we commemorate it. And I'm sad to say this, General, but I think it will probably be true that, you know, they're dying at such a fast rate now. This will probably be the last significant milestone in which any of those guys can still be there in Normandy to observe that today. And it was nice to see that there were at least some that were able to make it.
Oh, yeah. I know hundreds of these guys through the years because I commanded the 101st Airborne Division myself. I was in combat with that unit. I cut my teeth on it, and then I had the honor to command it. And in 94, we recreated the 50th anniversary. I gathered up our paratroopers, the 82nd. We went in there and jumped 250,000 on a drop zone. I took my veterans, and every single day, I put them up front in a parade we did in all the towns that we liberated, did a concert at night. It was just marvelous being with these guys. We honored them. And in the parades, Kevin, I mean, there was 6 and 7 rows deep with people not just cheering. They were screaming and hollering at us as our veterans and our band and our current troopers marched down the streets of those towns. I will never ever forget it. My association with them, the stories they told me, the way the French people treated them. I was never more proud to be an American or be a soldier. And I'll tell you something else that's not well known. 15,000 French people died as a result of that Normandy invasion in Normandy. Wow. And despite that, the death that was occurring, my veterans in the 101st would say, sir, those French people, they came out of their houses and they told us where the Germans were, and some of them led us to where they were. They put themselves at risk to help us. And of course, they liberated those people, thank God.
Amazing stuff. General Jack Keane, thank you for taking time to share with us today.
Okay, good talking to you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, when we continue, what about defending freedom today? That's what ADF is doing. We're going to get the latest. Also, Allison Centofante on defending life a little bit later with live action. Dr. Douglas Howard, my final thoughts. All straight ahead. Very, very busy special 75th honoring of D-Day edition of Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay here.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in New York and New Jersey? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the New York and New Jersey area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. New York and New Jersey are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hi, Kevin McCullough, and every week we promise you that we're going to answer one of your questions as posed to Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan. You know, they are the very best in all the tri-state area when it comes to dealing with estate care and elder law, and also end-of-life issues, like how to pass on your assets to those that are left behind. Now, this is kind of a modern question, Mike, but an anonymous asker wrote in and said, "Hi, I'm a social media influencer. Can you tell me how I can protect my digital assets?" Mike Connors.
Yeah, well, you know, part of the question is, and that's something that's coming up that's just occurred over the last few years. You know, somebody has some digital assets, they have a password. Ordinarily, you can't get access through that without a password. And so now we're putting clauses in wills and trusts where you get a court order to access those digital assets. You know, it's part of the law that really wasn't there, you know, 10 years ago. And it is something different, but, we've updated our wills where every will right now has that our digital assets can be accessed by the executor, and so the court can easily access or sign a court order to allow you to get access to those documents.
Which is really vital at the end of the day.
Because let's say somebody has a book. You know, they've got to protect it by a password. It's not easy to access that without the password. You know, the FBI, had problems accessing passwords of terrorists.
Yeah, well, and you always talk about, Mike, the biggest failure is the failure to plan. Friends, that's what we don't want you to do. So if you're listening today and you think, hey, I've got to revisit my will, and I should really like take a look at some of the things that we're just talking about, call their office, 718-238-6500. The entire crew is standing by ready to help, 718-238-6500. You can also ask Mike Connors a question by writing askmikeconnors@gmail.com. And then be listening Saturday morning at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission, and Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 970 The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Here with you are over 60 veterans who landed on D-Day. Our debt to you is everlasting. When you were young, these men enlisted their lives in a great crusade, one of the greatest of all times.
Does it strike anyone as poetic that we are celebrating the greatest defense of freedom that the globe ever saw today with the observance of the 75th anniversary of D-Day? And side by side with that, we're watching story after story of those freedoms attempting to be infringed upon, taken away from us, and in every other way robbed of we the people. And that's why we are defending freedom all month long. The Alliance Defending Freedom, our partner, we're trying to assist them so that they can continue to help fight the fight for your personal liberties. But I find it very poetic on the 75th observation of D-Day that this is, in fact, where we find ourselves. If you would like to give a gift, and some of you have in the last day, thank you to those of you that have already, 800-569-1559. We're just asking for 50 people that listen to Kevin McCullough Radio to say, you know what, I'll put $100 towards defending our freedom. I wasn't able to be there on the beaches of Normandy 75 years ago, but I can put $100 towards the Alliance Defending Freedom being there to pro bono fight these cases for the sake of freedom now. 1-800-569-1559, 1-800-569-1559, or go to my website, am970theanswer.com. That's the website for my flagship station here in New York, and click the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at the top. And be as generous as you can. All right, Kevin Terrio is back with us, and Kevin's one of the really cool guys at the Alliance Defending Freedom. He's senior counsel, and he's vice president of the Center for Life, which is, as we've discussed in days past, the portion of what ADF does that just focuses on the life issue. And Kevin Terrio, good to have you back at Kevin McCullough Radio. Thanks for being here.
Well, it's good to be on again, Kev.
Thank you also for deciding to fight the fight in the nation's courtrooms, and talk to us a little bit about why the March for Life organization that holds the annual rally is taking the Ninth Circuit to task.
We're before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco today, so be praying for that at 2 o'clock. But it's in defense of the Trump administration's protection of right of conscience. Obamacare, as many people know, forced companies to cover abortion costs and drugs in their employee benefit plans. We were able to get some success in the courts from that, but when President Trump took office, he actually directed the Department of Health and Human Services to provide protection across the board for those who had objections to covering abortion-causing drugs. And, of course, the liberal state sued, and we're in the process of defending those regulations.
Yeah, so why is it important that March for Life be successful in this case?
March for Life, they host the huge annual march every year, and on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, and, you know, we're 100,000, I've been to the last four, I think at least 100,000 or more people come and stand for life and stand against the travesty that is Roe v. Wade. But the reason why March for Life is involved is they're actually not a religious organization. They're a nonprofit that focuses on protecting life and religion. They believe that ethical requirement is based upon just being human and the science. It's not based upon religious convictions. And these new Trump administration guidelines actually protect them, even though their convictions aren't religious. And that's a huge step forward for the right of conscience for everybody, whether you're religious or not.
Sure, which you would think that if there's anything in the First Amendment that kind of represents conscience, the right to religious belief or belief of any sort and the right to free speech, kind of when you look at those two in hand, you really kind of got the formation of why an individual should be allowed to believe and speak what they firmly hold to.
That's right. And it's important to know that our Constitution and ADF in general, we support freedom of conscience for everyone, not just folks that agree with us, not just folks that are religious or share our religious convictions. We are a religious organization, but we protect the right of people to live out their faith and their beliefs no matter what they are.
Well, and that's why ADF has to continue to go forward. Kevin, talk to me about March for Life. They may seem like a big organization. People, you know who they are and they've got big name recognition. But a lot of the cases that you guys deal with represent individuals that would have no way at all of accessing the kind of legal talent that ADF has gathered. Talk to us about why it's so important that you offer your services at no charge.
Because usually, almost always, cases that we are fighting to protect religious freedom, they're not big damage awards that come. As a matter of fact, lots of times there are no damage awards that come to the clients. And so they, not only are they not benefiting from it other than having their freedom benefited, but they would have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in attorney's fees to hire somebody to protect their rights. And so March for Life, although it's a well-known organization, is not a huge organization. I think about 90% of their budget goes toward the march every year. They're small. They have about four or five, sometimes probably swells during the march, but they don't have a whole lot of employees. So it's a small organization that needs representation for free.
And that's why ADF exists. And friends, that's why your gift right now matters. Kevin, we're in the midst of trying to help you guys gain some new partnerships here in New York. For $100, they can become basically a supporter of the Alliance Defending Freedom. And with that one-time gift, kind of see to it that not only are their protections going to be continue to be protected, but the protections of freedoms for their children and grandchildren in the years and days to come. Friends, don't let the ACLU, don't let others fund deep-pocket legal cases that take people's freedom away. Make the ADF the lethal response to those organizations that they can and should be, because if we're going to keep our freedoms, no one's going to care about them nearly as much as we do. We've got to do that. Here's the phone number, 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559. I'm Kevin McCullough. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you found the one your soul loves? Are you ready to hold them and never let go like the words from Song of Solomon? Engagement and wedding season are beautiful times of hope and anticipation. But it's so easy to get overwhelmed, especially when it comes to finding the right ring. But I've got the solution. It's my friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds. Lord's Diamonds is a Christian-owned business that specializes in custom-designed jewelry. Anu will work with you personally to create your one-of-a-kind engagement ring all within your budget. And the perfect ring doesn't just have to be for the start of the relationship. Maybe now's the time to give your bride the ring of her dreams that you couldn't when you first made your vows. Anu also has this amazing offer just for Kevin McCullough radio listeners. Lord's Diamonds is giving up to $500 off wedding bands if you purchase the engagement ring with Lord's Diamonds. You've found the one your soul loves. Now take the next step. Call Lord's Diamonds today, 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or visit her online at lordsdiamonds.com.
Bring home the great taste of the Caribbean with Jamaican-style patties from Caribbean Food Delights. Available at Walmart, BJ's, Costco, and Stop and Shop, and online at ShopCFD.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Last night it happened again. I'm sitting there just in the early morning hours going, wait, how good is this place that I'm at? I've been sleeping nonstop for like 6, 7, 8 hours. I don't even remember how long I'd been sleeping. And I realized it was my MyPillow pillow. It was my MyPillow bed topper. It was my MyPillow Giza bed sheets. Had kind of formed this perfect cocoon that I just didn't want to get out of bed from today. In fact, Mike Lindell told me the last time that he was with me, he's like, Kev, you know the biggest problem with MyPillow is that we now got people that like such good sleep, they don't want to get out of bed. And that's the way it was for me. But when I did get out of bed, I was refreshed and I was ready. And I'm ready to offer you this exclusive offer from Mike to try the MyPillow for the lowest price ever offered on TV or radio. Here it is. Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98. $69.98. That's $34.99 per pillow, and that's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. No more folding my pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow has changed my life. Stays cool all night long, keeps its shape. It's got a 60-day money-back guarantee, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. So call now, 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC when you call. That's 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. Get the lowest price ever offered for the MyPillow and start seeing for yourself just how great your sleep can be.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. New tax reform guidelines have increased the success of the Fresh Start Initiative. Pay attention. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Tax Problem Solvers at 1-800-928-7418. 1-800-928-7418. You'll speak to tax experts that will analyze your tax matter and tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Ignoring the IRS is not an option, and doing so puts you at greater risk. Let us deal with the IRS on your behalf so you don't have to. New guidelines have made it easier to qualify for a fresh start. But this won't last, and your tax problem will only get worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It makes a big difference in who you call. Contact the hotline today for a free six-step guide to reduce your taxes. 1-800-928-7418. That's 1-800-928-7418.
Battling cancer as a Christian presents a unique challenge. You know that God loves you, but having cancer creates doubt. Learn about a unique Christ-centered approach to cancer treatment. Tune in for Christian Oncology every Thursday night at 9:15 here on AM 570 The Mission, WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us as we continue our commemoration of 75 years ago this day, one of the darkest days in American war. There would be near 3,000 American soldiers dead on the beach just by midday. And yet, because of it, the greatest liberation and perhaps the greatest aversion of evil was begun when America was able to finally help Europe liberate itself from the clutches of the Nazi regime. Adolf Hitler and the Axis powers, an amazing thing. And we continue with our steadfast thanks for our veterans in all that regard. As we do, though, continue on with the news that is making news. There was a story I just touched on yesterday. I wanted to get some more perspective on it. The White House has announced that it's imposing restrictions on fetal tissue research. Fetal tissue research oftentimes being done at the expense of aborted dead babies, often elective aborted dead babies. And here to discuss this with us is Allison Centofante, spokesperson for Live Action, one of the groups that, of course, watches these issues very carefully. Allison, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
So I know that this was a long time, something that pro-life groups wanted to see happen for quite some time. It appears the Trump Health and Human Services Department has delivered on it. What does it mean?
Absolutely. Well, the pro-life movement spoke and the administration listened. So we are very happy. I think you and I talked about this back in September when HHS terminated one single contract with one of these groups. It's like a bioscience group that will purchase the baby body parts of aborted babies and use them for research. And so HHS terminated that one contract and the pro-life movement said that is not enough. You need to step up, review your current contracts and cut them off if they're using this unethical, unmoral sort of research. And that's what happened here. So HHS cut major contracts. They said they'll be looking into others. They did a full review of these contracts. And we should applaud them. We're so grateful. It's sad that we live in a society that even at any point was doing this sort of research with aborted baby body parts. But this is a good step in the right direction. Yeah. So not only are they stopping current research that's happening and any extramural research projects that use baby body parts in this way. But I was really happy to see, Kevin, I think more policy needs to do this, to point towards the good. So now we have more funding for other alternatives. So they're looking at better alternatives existing other than human fetal tissue, which hasn't delivered in the same way as some other forms. So we should applaud good efforts, good funding towards research that doesn't involve baby body parts.
Yeah, no, and one of the things that people may not understand about this in the because back when, I think during the Bush era, the question of stem cell research and what it meant and why it was so important and so forth, there was a lot of dishonesty in terms of how the issue was discussed. So baby stem cells were largely undefined stem cells. So they were, you know, if they came from an aborted child, they were so young that they had not been what the medical community would term a defined stem cell. In other words, a cell that would grow into a certain type of cell, be a piece of hair or a skin, etc. In this particular era, though, they were dealing with adult stem cells that were being donated by living, breathing adults that actually were showing great promise. And there was because the cells were already kind of defined, they were having great success with things like Alzheimer's and other kind of mental disease and some other things. So it's really been kind of counterintuitive for us to have continued this stem cell pursuit this entire time. What do you think it was that finally convinced HHS and ultimately President Trump to say, let's go ahead and pull the plug on all of it?
When we wake up the pro-life movement, when you have people that speak into this, that share these stories, that call their members, that write letters, that do the right thing and get activated, they have to listen and they have to look into it. And I think undercover videos also done by David DeLaden that showed these employees talking so callously about the aborted baby parts. Just to trigger everyone's memory, we saw that video of the woman eating a salad saying, I would want to buy a Lamborghini. What is she talking about? She was talking about the funds that come from hearts, livers of these children. And so that woke up, I think, the core of many people, pro-lifers, hopefully even those maybe who are pro-abortion, and were like, whoa, that's way too far for me. And the administration is friendly. The administration has said that they would take this seriously, and they are. And so this, we should remember this. We should remember this heading into elections, that elections matter, and that this, for example, was not President Trump. This is his HHS. It's the people you put underneath you. That's just as important. So we want good pro-life people in office, in positions of leadership. And we want you, whoever you are listening, to speak into that. You yourself are a leader and can lead on these really important issues, because this is exactly the sort of stuff that happens.
And my people are doing that all the time. And that's one of the reasons why I love them so much. Allison Centofante with Live Action, thank you for being here. Director of External Affairs, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Kev. Appreciate you.
Coming up next, we'll take a look at wellness for you Thursday. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, just this week, I was feeling a little bit run down, and I just had had such a stressful couple of days, especially to start the week with, that I upped my dosage of my Balance of Nature, my fruits and veggies that I take in capsule form. And I got to tell you, I didn't skip a beat. Like, there were a lot of things that I had to close out the week to get to and to have done. And I've just been able to power through. In fact, I had so much energy the other night. I was working until much later into the night than I realized. And when I looked at what time it was, it's time to go to bed. Do you have that kind of energy? If not, you need to be on Balance of Nature, because they're not only going to help you have more energy, they're going to help you get well. They're going to help you stay well. They're going to help you feel better. And right now you can get 30% off and free shipping if you call and you just use my promo code. 800-246-8751 is the number. 800-246-8751. 30% off plus free shipping. Come on, it doesn't get any better than that. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. And use either there or at balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code. The mission. That's 800-246-8751. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht, not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Last night it happened again. I'm sitting there just in the early morning hours going, wait, how good is this place that I'm at? I've been sleeping nonstop for like 6, 7, 8 hours. I don't even remember how long I'd been sleeping. And I realized it was my MyPillow pillow. It was my pillow bed topper. It was my MyPillow Giza bed sheets. Had kind of formed this perfect cocoon that I just didn't want to get out of bed from today. In fact, Mike Lindell told me the last time that he was with me, he's like, Kev, you know the biggest problem with MyPillow is that we now got people that like such good sleep, they don't want to get out of bed. And that's the way it was for me. But when I did get out of bed, I was refreshed and I was ready. And I'm ready to offer you this exclusive offer from Mike to try the MyPillow for the lowest price ever offered on TV or radio. Here it is. Get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98. $69.98. That's $34.99 per pillow, and that's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. No more folding my pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow has changed my life. Stays cool all night long, keeps its shape, it's got a 60-day money-back guarantee, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. So call now, 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC when you call. That's 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. Get the lowest price ever offered for the MyPillow and start seeing for yourself just how great your sleep can be.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Everywhere I go, I change it all. Always
on my road, I'm still New York. Breaking news about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard. Exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
Well, I don't know if you've been with us on Thursdays in recent weeks, but with just 1 week's exception for the last several, we have been taking a look on these wellness days of these 20 nutrition facts that should be common sense but aren't. And I'm so grateful to have Dr. Douglas Howard back with us to take on the next one, because I have learned, in terms of the wellness segments that we've done on the radio with Kevin McCullough Radio, I've learned more from this series across a wide spectrum of nutritional information than I've learned in most of the conversations I've had outside of this series. So, Dr. Douglas Howard, it's always a pleasure to have you with us on Thursday. Welcome back. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be with you again.
So we're up to this this one on the list that says eggs are one of the healthiest foods you can eat. And I don't necessarily think that people believe that that's not necessarily the case. But when I mentioned this to you, you said, I love eggs. So what is the good news about eggs? Why are eggs so good for us?
Okay, well, I'm going to start at a very basic aspect. It's interesting. The word protein in German, how you say the word protein literally is called Eiweiß. So Eiweiß means protein, directly translated. But if you break the word down, it really means egg white. So a perfect protein, and what was always considered the perfect protein, was the egg whites of an egg.
Huh.
Which is interesting. And so, and then all of a sudden it's the worst thing. And then they said, well, get rid of the yolk. And, you know, well, we could go on about this. But what's really interesting is how eggs started getting demonized were obviously because of cholesterol, right?
Right.
So they started saying, eggs have a lot of cholesterol, da, 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 da. You don't hear that much anymore, do you? Unless it's from a doctor who really won't keep up with the times. But that's pretty well been withdrawn. I love the fact that I never jumped onto this fad. It was a fad. You know, it was a health fad that medicine jumped into. And so once Susan and I, we were in Russia once, and we were checking up on some of the studies we were having done on Balance of Nature and the university. And one of the professors at the university, he was telling us, he said, oh, I had the great opportunity to go to New York. Well, you know, since I'd last seen you, I said, great. Yeah, I went to a medical symposium. And he said, I found the most interesting thing. My colleagues and I from Russia, we went in and we saw these special eggs with reduced cholesterol. And he started laughing. He said, number one, how do you do this? And number two, whoever said eggs were bad for you? He said, we discovered cholesterol here in this country, which is true. Russia actually discovered the link to cholesterol.
Huh.
But he said, but we never said eggs were on that list. We only said that if there's there is a correlation, and not a definitive correlation, between high cholesterol and heart disease. Now, they never said that if we could artificially reduce cholesterol, it would fix heart disease either. That's very important.
That's very interesting.
That's never been made, that correlation. And because, anyways, we could go on about the whys, but it's just so interesting. He said, I find this quite interesting. So I did medical, part of my medical training in Russia. And that was one of the things that was never, never a part of controlling cholesterol. To control cholesterol, there's three things you have to do. You have to control your diet, which is good, but not eggs. And that's only really, honestly, a smart of it. And the biggest thing is you bring in things that help your body control the cholesterol because you're producing cholesterol. Cholesterol also is your friend. People forget that you can't make hormones without cholesterol. Do you want a lack of hormones?
No, not for a lot of reasons.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
But many hormones, insulin's even a hormone. But
right.
All of these things, and cholesterol, one of the greatest hormones that we talk about that people don't realize, we call it vitamin D. It's not a vitamin, it is a hormone. And you can't even make it in your body without cholesterol. And that's why we're having all this vitamin D deficiency, is because we're lowering people's cholesterols way too low. Anyway, I don't want to go off into that too far, but I just want people to understand eggs are good. You don't want to live on them constantly. But in the history of all the world, the three things that the people had with them was a cow for milk, or goats, either milk from a cow or goats, and they carried honeybees with them, and they had chickens that would lay eggs for them. And if they were starving of everything else, they had that and could live healthy, healthy diets. You know, you always heard of the land of milk and honey. You know, those these things are all good for you. We demonize them. Later we'll talk about milk. But so cholesterol itself is a very important function for so many things. And the ways we should be working it and balancing it is activity. Through our activity levels, then we control cholesterol. And through our diet and getting some sunshine. And when I say diet, eating things like oats and, you know, oats and other chemistry that helps to control that fat. I've run on and not let you say anything. That's not so good.
No, but but Dr. Howard, the reason that I'm not saying things is because I'm writing stuff down as fast as I can. And this is encouraging to me because, as you know, I've had some issues with my gallbladder and some other things, and cholesterol's kind of the enemy in that arena too. But I've noticed that if I eat egg whites, that I have far less any kind of inflammation or anything like that, and my body responds quite healthy. In fact, it feels like, the way it's supposed to when it feels right. And I've grown to really appreciate that, and I'm eating more of them than I've had, in the past. But all right. So today, friends, it's very simple.
The key to that, I got to say this one thing. The key to that is you've got to balance it with plenty of fruits and vegetables. I don't want you eating a dozen eggs a day. And that's
right. No, and I'm not nowhere near it.
Only because I said it's a perfect protein doesn't mean it's the perfect chemistry.
That's right.
It's amino acids. That's
right.
Important.
And in order to get the right amount of fruits and veggies guaranteed, there's nothing like fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature. I take them every day. I want you to take them every day. And here's the thing, friend. If you take 3 and 3, you get the equivalent of 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables. If they were all mixed in a salad, you would get the equivalent of 10 servings of that. Your body takes that and uses it. It helps guard against the allergies and the sinuses and the colds and all the stuff that people are fighting right now. And I have seen that work in my life perfectly. So call today. Lock in your price, get free shipping for the next year. 1-800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751. Dr. Howard, always a pleasure to have you with us on these Thursday wellness visits. Thanks for being here.
That's great. Thank you.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
A blur, a crash, a thud, and the shooting pain. You fell through a hole that shouldn't have been there. Or maybe it was a broken ladder, a wonky scaffold, a simple nudge that put you down and out. However it happens, falling on a construction site can ruin you with pain. If you fell, has someone convinced you that you have no case, so just live with it? Is that even fair or just? What if your employer is at fault? Doesn't justice mean compensation for medical expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts, and his firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
People who frequently consume green leafy vegetables tend to have better memories as they age. Green leafy vegetables, they're good for your brain and memory, and also your heart. And getting your greens has never been easier with SmartServe from Invite Health. Every serving supplies 14 kale leaves, 4 spinach leaves, and a broccoli florette. All farm fresh green leafy vegetables. SmartServe is organic, non-GMO, sustainable, and vegan. It's never been sprayed with anything. If you don't have time to go from the farm to the table, SmartServe is from the farm to the capsule. Take advantage of this special offer from Invite Health. Buy one bottle of SmartServe for $19.95 risk-free. Double up and get free shipping. The regular retail is $52.95. For SmartServe, call 800-459-2272. That's 800-459-2272. You can also visit an Invite Health location or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health, the luxury brand of vitamins.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Just a few miles offshore were 7,000 vessels bearing 130,000 warriors. They were the citizens of free and independent nations united by their duty to their compatriots and to millions yet unborn.
It is quite a remarkable day that we're observing today, the 75th anniversary of D-Day. And we do so in light of some headlines. 1,072,000 illegals expected this year. If we keep up at the pace that we're at, 122,000 a month, something like that. And, of course, there are all the problems that we're facing. But I have a little bit of a memory. This isn't the first time that while America has honored the D-Day invasionary forces that liberated Europe and the world from the scourge of Nazism and totalitarian control, that there's also there were also other problems going on in the world. And at the 40th observation of the D-Day commemoration, another very strong president spoke some very comfortable and profound words to the families that had served. Take a listen to Ronald Reagan from his 40th commemoration speech at D-Day.
We're bound today by what bound us 40 years ago, the same loyalties, traditions, and beliefs. We're bound by reality. The strength of America's allies is vital to the United States, and the American security guarantee is essential to the continued freedom of Europe's democracies. We were with you then. We're with you now. Your hopes are our hopes, and your destiny is our destiny. Here in this place, where the West held together, let us make a vow to our dead. Let us show them by our actions that we understand what they died for. Let our actions say to them the words for which Matthew Ridgway listened: I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Strengthened by their courage, heartened by their value and borne by their memory, let us continue to stand for the ideals for which they lived and died. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
Ronald Reagan from the 40th commemoration anniversary of D-Day. But really true, will we honor the lives, the sacrifice, the thoughts of those that gave that finest full measure of devotion? We started the show with General Jack Keane recounting the key objectives, how wrong everything went, and yet they persevered. Friends, will we have the ability and the strength to persevere in this era, in this day, in this age, in this election cycle if necessary, to save America from those socialist, tyrannical forces that seem to be impressing themselves upon us in ways that we have not seen in some time? I hope that we do. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.